Chapter 8. And Judah had heard of the reputation of the Romans, that they were valiant fighters, and were well disposed to all who took their side, and that they established a friendship with those who came to them, and that they were valiant men. And their wars were described to him, as well as the manly deeds which they were performing against the Galatians, and how they had conquered them and forced them to pay tribute, and what they had done in the country of Spania, in order to take possession of the silver and gold mines there, and how, by their counsel and their persistence, they had conquered the whole country, although the place was very remote from their own. And they had crushed the kings who had come against them from the ends of the earth, and had inflicted on them a severe blow. And the rest paid tribute to them every year. And Philippos and Persea, king of Kittim, and the others who rose up against them in the war, had been crushed and subjugated. And Antiochus the Great, king of Asia, who had engaged them in a war with 120 elephants, and with cavalry and chariots, and a very great force, had been crushed by them. And they had captured him alive, and decreed that he and his reigning successors after him should pay a heavy tribute, and give them hostages, along with a section of India, in Media, in Lud, from among their best provinces. So the Romans took these from him, and gave them to King Eumenes. And when the men of Helada had taken counsel to come and destroy them, the Romans discovered it, and sent a single general against the Hellenes, and made war on them. And many were wounded and fell. And the Romans took their women and their children captive. And they plundered them, and took possession of their land, and tore down their strongholds, and reduced them to slavery, even to this day. And all the other kingdoms and islands which had ever opposed them, they destroyed and enslaved. But they maintained a friendship with their friends and those who relied on them. And they had conquered kings both far and near, and all who heard their name feared them. But those whom they wish to help become kings, they make kings. But those whom they wish, they depose. And they were greatly exalted. Even with all this, none of them put on a crown, or wore purple as a display of grandeur. And they had made for themselves a council chamber. And every day, 320 men took counsel, taking counsel on everything which concerned the people, to govern them well. And they entrusted their government to one man every year, to be lord over their entire country. And they all obey that one. And there is no envy or jealousy among them. So Judah chose Eupolemos, son of Johanan, son of Hakkoz, and Jason, son of Eleazar, and sent them to Roma to establish a friendship and an alliance with them. And he did this in order to get rid of the yoke, for it was obvious that the kingdom of the Hellenes was subjecting Israel to slavery. And after making a very long journey to Roma, they entered the council chamber and spoke as follows.
Judah, also called the Maccabee, and his brothers, and the Judean people, have sent us to you to make an alliance and peace with you, and to enroll ourselves among your allies and friends.
And the proposal pleased the Romans. And this is a copy of the letter which they wrote in reply, inscribed on bronze tablets and sent to Jerusalem, to remain there with the Judeans as a memorial of peace and alliance.
May it be well with the Romans and the Judean nation at sea and on land forever. May sword and enemy be far from them. But if war is first made on Rome or any of its allies in any of their dominions, the Judean nation will help them wholeheartedly as the occasion demands. And they shall not give nor provide grain, arms, money, or ships to those who wage war against us. This is Rome's decision. They shall fulfill their obligations without receiving any recompense. In the same way, if war is made first on the Judean nation, the Romans will help them willingly as the occasion demands, and grain, arms, money, or ships shall not be given to those who are attacking them. This is Rome's decision. They shall fulfill their obligations without deception. On these terms, the Romans have made an agreement with the Judean people. But in the future, if both parties decide to add or take away anything, they shall do as they choose. And whatever they shall add or take away shall be valid. Moreover, concerning the wrongs that King Demetrius has done to them, we have written him the following. Why have you made your yoke heavy upon our friends and allies, the Judeans? If they complain about you again, we will do them justice and make war on you by land and sea.